Anyway, it's 4:17, and I'll go ahead and call the School Health Advisory Council meeting to order. It's February the 7th, 2023. I have no announcements, so if anyone else has any, we could do that now, and if not, we'll move on. Okay, third on the agenda, and we have this on every time, is just a reminder that the minutes from this meeting, I'm recording the meeting right now, and that recording will be posted online on our webpage, the Shack webpage, and the minutes will be posted there in written form within 10 days of this meeting. So now we go on to item and this is where I want to kind of stop and focus a little bit here. I want to go over a few items on this TEA document about child abuse, family violence, dating violence, and human trafficking, so that as a committee we really understand what our job is and what our parameters are. Okay. So with that said, I want you to look at number one, and basically it's saying, are school districts required to offer instruction relating to the prevention of child abuse, family violence, dating violence, and sex trafficking? And in short, the answer to that is yes. But I want you to focus on that first sentence, and I'll read it to you. Instruction regarding child abuse, family violence, dating violence, and sex trafficking that is included in the Texas Essential Knowledge and Skills must be offered to district students. So that means it's not an option to a district, correct? Now, at the second sentence, it says, a decision to provide instruction related to child abuse, family violence, dating violence, and sex trafficking that is not included in the TEKS is determined by the district's Board of Trustees after consideration of the advice of the District School Health Advisory Committee, SHAC. Interestingly, TEA called it a committee here instead of council. So I guess they think committee and council is synonymous. So what does that second, if I may ask, what does that second sentence mean to us?
The school board will decide
We'll decide what gets done based on our recommendations,
right.
But only if
it's not included
in the TEKS. Yeah. Okay.
So
we've been somewhat, and I'll say it, misguided about that. So in other words, if the district has materials that's already approved, and it is regarding the TEKS, it's not the purview of this committee's job. It's our job when it's outside of those TEKS, okay? So, a little bit of a learning curve. This came out April 14, 2022. And so I just wanted to make sure that this committee understood that. And for that reason, you won't see, if you remember last time, the counselors from the junior high presented. Well, they presented materials from inside the TEKS. So that means that this committee,
we don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm. The only time we would worry about it is someone comes from an outside agency and we're worried that they're going to present something that's outside of the TEKS. So I wanted to make sure that we all understood that. And then I want to go a step further, and I think it's two or three where it talks about, can TEKS be omitted? Okay, it's on three. And it says, are school districts required to teach all the Texas essential knowledge and skills for health education, or may it omit the standards relating to prevention of child abuse, family violence, dating violence, sex trafficking? And the answer is, they must not delete or omit instruction, okay? So basically, whatever in the Texas knowledge and skills for health, including the TEKS on child abuse, family violence, dating violence, and human trafficking, must be taught by statute. So from here on out, if it's not outside of the TEKS, we won't be bringing it to this committee. And therefore, we won't be voting today on the presentation that the counselors brought, but we will be voting on the one we have still to vote on was Just Say Yes by Megan Lowe. So we'll vote on that today. So does anybody have any questions or comments regarding the fact from TEA? Okay, so I want to turn the floor over to Ms. Nicole White. She's our curriculum person, and one of her many jobs is to guide our Texas allotment, which used to be our textbook committee. It's now called the Texas Allotment Committee. And there's a process by which books are required to be adopted. And when we're going through this and having a review of this, we really found that based on this, we really needed to look at what we had already adopted to make sure that we were meeting number 3 and not leaving any teaks out. So I'll segue over to you on that.
Yes, sir. Thank you. So upon further review of our health textbook that this committee brought forward to the school board last year and that the school board approved, Goodhart Wilcox, and we're talking specifically for 6th grade through high school, through Health 2, we reviewed those teaks and compared to the textbook we adopted last year. And we realized that the textbook actually does not meet 100% of the health teaks, and that was through we went to ESC 2 last year, the Instructional Materials Committee, and each of the vendors that brought forward their materials for the health adoption presented to all of my committee members. And we all walked away thinking that if we purchased the main textbook from Goodhart Wilcox that we were meeting 100% of the health teaks. And even TEA put out a document saying Goodhart Wilcox, 100% of the teaks. Mm-hmm. We didn't realize at the time that in order to meet 100% of the teaks, we had to adopt the main textbook as well as something they called the companion text. The companion text had a lot of the sexual health teaks in that companion and not in the main textbook. So we were going through the teaks for health, and we quickly realized about half the teaks weren't in that main textbook. And so week before last, we had a textbook committee meeting. It was last week. All my dates are on the it was last week. We had an instructional materials committee or textbook committee meeting, and we reviewed the teaks that were missing from the main textbook, and then we also reviewed the companion text and cross-referenced the teaks that were not included and made sure everything was good, looked at the lessons that were available for those teaks, and the Instructional Materials Committee did vote to approve the companion text. And so we now are bringing that information to you guys so that you're aware, because this committee did say, yes, we want to take Goodhart Wilcox to the board last year. And it was really just because we didn't have all the information at the time, where it wasn't presented very clearly to the committee.
Yes. So that was going to be my question. Did the manufacturer of the book people, what was their name again?
Goodhart Wilcox.
Goodhart Wilcox. They didn't say, hey, I'm glad you're going with our book, but you're not going with the companion you really needed to go along with it?
Yeah, that information was not given to us. They did question the fact that we didn't want the companion text, but at the time, the board had just voted on not going with an outside resource to teach sex ed, right? And so when they said, oh, this is sex ed curriculum, we took that as, oh, that's not something we want. We just want the main health textbook. And they failed to mention that if we didn't have the companion text at the time, that we wouldn't be meeting 100% of the teaks. It was more or less...
That's an issue.
And it was more or less presented like that was a separate standalone curriculum and not like we have to have it to meet 100% of the teaks.
And I'll add that as you read the TEA fact, teaching these items is not optional.
Right.
It's required. So for our staff to be able to have those materials, it's really important that the committee adopt that book and the board approves that. And that will be going before the board in the next board meeting. So then after that's corrected, then basically my instructions are going to be teach these items using the approved, state-approved Texas Essential Knowledge and Skills. And it would have to be for a really, really good reason that we would bring anything before this committee that we would need, because we'll just teach within the Texas Essential Knowledge and Skills. They're approved by the state. The books are approved by the committee and then approved by the board, and they will not need to come before this committee anymore. And we can get to the business of doing the other things that we need to do. The other thing I want to remind everyone is I've had a decent sense of urgency for the last couple of meetings about having materials, so I'm glad this is how it's coming out. And I also want to point out that I think we have 50 days of instruction left, not counting testing. If you count testing, I think we're getting down to about 40. And so we have to untie the hands of our counselors and get them to be able to teach what's here and required to be taught. So I just wanted to be, as the chair of this committee, I just wanted to be upfront, transparent about exactly what we need to do. Our counselors need to be able to get this taught and meet the requirements by graduation, which is coming right around the corner. Didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, no, thank you for that. And I will say, while we're not exactly thrilled with the process that occurred last year, there weren't many options with HELP last year that were met 100% of TEA's approval. In fact, I believe there were only two, and one was elementary and one was high school, or one was secondary. So we were kind of very limited on our options, and we did go through a rigorous process with a rubric and all of that last year with the committee, and it was just, I have reached out to Goodhart Wilcox, asked the question, said, yes, that is correct, you need both in order to meet 100% of the TEKS, and so that's what we're going to do moving forward, is to get that companion text. And it's not only good for our teachers, so now they have the resources to teach 100% of the TEKS, but it's also good for our counselors, because then they can also use that resource to teach these things that are required.
Any questions? Nikki, I appreciate you coming by and talking to the committee.
Yes, sir.
And good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You'll have a great one.
She's got some kids to go watch play a little basketball.
I'm sorry, one more time. What's it called? The supplemental? What was it called?
It's the companion.
Companion.
Yes, ma'am. And it's Goodhart Wilcox.
Yes, got it. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so that brings us to a presentation. One of our board members, Ms. Fuller, had asked to be able to discuss loveisrespect.org. So I want to honor that request. But I would like to, before we do that, if we could, discuss 7. I'd like to move 7 forward. And unfortunately, based on who's in the room right now, voting members, I think we're going to have to table just say yes, because we don't have a quorum of voting members in here at this time. So I'm going to say that we're going to need to table just say yes. And it's unfortunate, but it's not critical, because just say yes is a paid-for service. That last time we had a discussion about it, and it was a considerable amount of money, and it's probably going to be approved and might not even be used this year because of its cost. So so I would like... we can't even really make a motion on that to table it. It's just going to have to be tabled because we don't have a quorum, okay? And with that said, before I turn it over to Ms. Fuller, I want to say that we have one more SHAC committee meeting this year. And it's going to be focused on the things that we have to do that are requirements. Like, we're going to have to talk about physical health and the fitness gram that we do and those kind of things. So it's going to be more of an informational meeting to get everything, all the requirements for the year out of the way. So I'm really hoping to get that on the books and have a quorum in that meeting so we can get just say yes knocked out of the way. And then it'll be time to regroup on this committee. And the rules for the committee are that persons can serve for 2 years. So come next meeting, I'll see who has served 2 years, and they'll have to rotate off of the committee, and then we'll have to seek new committee members from the schools. And we really want it to be majority parents on this, because it is the place where you have a say, and we want that. So everybody.
Is that consecutive? I imagine.
Yes.
But after that, you can come back.
I haven't read anything that said you couldn't come back. I really haven't. So I think it's just
term limits.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything. I haven't seen anything like that. So I'll probably need to get a ruling on that, you know. And a question did come up over the between now and the last meeting about bylaws. And this committee does not have bylaws, and by law, they are not required. However, this committee may decide that we want to put together some bylaws, right? But we'll probably consider doing that at the beginning of next year after we've reformed the committee and taken off there. If bylaws will help us, then that would be great. If bylaws don't help us, then we don't need to do it. So that'll be a discussion for there. Ms. Fuller, do you want me to get you a computer up?
Yes, will you please?
Sure.
Thank you very much.
Small volunteer committee with no money involved. Not term limits.
Then what's
none of the other people do.
Okay, let's see if I can get all this going.
It's just like in my third year, not consecutive though.
Of course, there's a lot of them you get on, you can't get off. So. Trying to get kicked off.
Right.
Okay, there you go, Ms. Fuller. Okay, so this is item number 6, and it was requested by Ms. Fuller that she speak about loveisrespect.org.
Patience, everyone. For those of you who don't know me well, I'm Shauna Fuller, and my family and I have been a Flower of Love Hornet family for nearly 5 years. We love it here, and there's something that I've noticed that's really special about Flower Bluff, and it's what I like to call the Flower Bluff Way, because it's a place where students can get an excellent education. And also, something else I've noticed is it's a place where the families and the school really work together to care for children and to protect them. Something else I've noticed too is that when ethical or legal issues arise, the district leadership takes those issues seriously, especially in challenging situations. At our last SHAC meeting, for those of you who were here, you might recall that the loveisrespect.org website was listed on a PowerPoint slide. Our job was to evaluate whether the content of that presentation was age appropriate for our Flower Bluff junior high students as young as 12 years old, and also at the high school, most of whom are under age 17. Age appropriateness isn't the only quantification of our decisions. Our trustees count on us to recommend material which isn't going to put students at risk or possibly put the district in a place of liability. We must be as informed as possible regarding ethical and legal aspects of content that we send to them. We are not a rubber stamping decision-making body. So many of you remember that at that January 17th meeting, when I mentioned to all who were present that you should take a look at this website, I sure hope you did that. I was asked by a fellow member what my concerns were regarding this site, so I'm here today to clarify them. If you can just hold any questions or discussion or comments until the end, I'd really appreciate it. Thanks. I have two main concerns with the loveisrespect.org website. The first is an ethical consideration. As a result of Senate Bill 9, the state of Texas has directed public schools to provide instruction relating to the prevention of child abuse, family violence, dating violence, and sex trafficking. This must be done carefully and without presenting material to the students which has the potential to harm them. Let's take a look at the website. To begin, Love is Respect is now the 2.0 version as of 2019 when Bumble, a popular dating app, donated $100,000 to Love is Respect. Please note that Bumble app users must be ages 18 years and older to use. With the launch of the 2.0, Love is Respect has pushed their focus beyond just teenagers all the way to the age of 26. Could that mean the majority of their website and its content is geared towards adults ages 18 to 26? Let's take a look. Topic. Let's read the first sentence. 1 in 3 adolescents in the U.S. will be the victim of physical, sexual, emotional, or verbal abuse from a dating partner. The figure is actually more disturbing than this. In fact, the Office for Victims of Crime tells us LGBTQ youth report a 30% incidence of dating violence compared to 9% of heterosexual students. That is over 3 times more likely for dating violence to occur among the LGBTQIA+ teens. It's concerning to me when websites promote a lifestyle that, according to the stats, puts teens at greater risk for dating violence. Wouldn't you agree it's counterproductive to promote behaviors which are shown to dramatically increase dating violence when our instructional programs are supposed to help reduce the risk? Let's keep going. I don't know about you, but I've noticed that teens are very curious and often want to know what's behind door number 1, 2, and 3. They're sure to wonder about this, dating in the closet.
I'm a little lost. Is this being presented to
yeah,
us
I'm just
to prove, or is this just you're just showing us this?
Yeah.
I just honored Ms. Fuller's request because she said she wanted to discuss this website, but Shaq is in no way presenting this website
for use. Thank you.
For use.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then I guess so one more question: where's it being used? Is it in the school somewhere?
Well, I think Ms. Fuller's, I won't speak for Ms. Fuller, but I think her concern was last time that we, one of the materials had that on it.
But it's kind of like beer advertising for a thing in the park.
To recommend for students
to go to.
So, I don't want to stay for that.
Yeah. So when I clicked on that link, this is what happens. It's an outside
I appreciate
link.
You being here, sir.
It's a link outside the website. Thank you. So how many clicks did it take to get from the home page to this material? Does anybody remember? Three. It takes three clicks. It will only take three clicks for students to get beyond the Teen Dating Violence website to an explicit how and what manual for sexual activity. Let's go back. Let's say that the student doesn't click on door number one. Instead, they just click on door number three. So bi.org, this would be bi for bisexual. Again, how many clicks did it take to get from the home page to this material? Three clicks. It only takes three clicks for students to get outside the main dating violence website. In fact, of these 23 links on this page alone, two of the links remain on site. Three of the links are broken, and the other 18 links connect to other websites containing material leading students into behaviors which would actually put them in a category of greater risk of teen dating violence. Recommending this website and maybe even the number for our students to text creates a serious ethical dilemma for ourselves and for our district leaders. Are the SHAC members willing to assume any responsibility if loveisrespect.org is voted through our council? Now, in this case, we're not voting on that presentation. That's already been made clear. But would we want this website included on a presentation? That's going to be the question. Yeah.
This was the one that materials from the junior high when they were presenting theirs that they had links. Is that where the resource was referenced?
Yes.
I'm trying to think. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Remember, and then you asked me what my concerns were. Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm just sharing them today.
No, thank you.
So, just to be really direct, it seems to me that if we are approving this website, that we could be putting students into a category that would make them. At higher risk for teen dating violence, not less. And that's unethical. How can we do that? Now, let's go to this link, consent. According to Love is Respect, consent means communication every step of the way. Consent also means breaking away from preconceived notions of gender roles. There are no rules about who can initiate intimacy or who might want to take it fast or slow. And don't forget, it's important to get consent every time. What's interesting is the information on this page does not frame consent in terms of legality. This is my second concern about loveisrespect.org. The Fort Worth-based law firm of Varghese Somerset states the age of consent in Texas this way, and I quote, "In Texas, the age of consent is 17, which means if an adult engages in any form of sexual activity with a child under 17, it is considered statutory rape. Even if the younger individual agreed to the sexual activity or lied about their age." Interestingly, if you were to search the penal code for legal age of consent in Texas, you would not find it. Instead, you must examine the laws prohibiting sexual activity with a minor. For example, Texas Penal Code Section 22.001, which defines sexual assault of a child, defines a child as anyone under the age of 17. Similarly, Penal Code 21.11 prohibits sexual conduct with a child younger than the age of 17. Therefore, under Texas law, with some exceptions, it is illegal to have sex with a person under the age of 17. This is sometimes called the statutory rape statute, because an individual who is under the age of 17 is legally incapable of giving consent. End quote. So because the Love Is Respect website, on this page in particular, fails to mention the legal age of consent for sexual activity, could it be indicating to teenagers ages 13 to 16 that the idea that sexual activity is a no-rules pastime, as long as it's consensual? What do these quotes indicate to you? There are no rules about who can initiate intimacy. And it's important to get consent every time. If our council recommends this website for use with Flower Bluff students, is it possible we may be risking personal liability for encouraging criminal behavior among minors in our schools? Might we even be opening up the district to possible lawsuits should allegations arise? A quick mention about parent input. Do parents want this website recommended to their children by the school? I was curious, and I reached out to only parents with children currently enrolled in public schools in our area. I know it's not much, but of the nearly 20 responses I received, only one of them thought the site was fine to recommend. None of the others would want it recommended to their children. All of them found the content on the site to be best suited for a parent-child discussion, while some of it found it to be quite alarming. Parents said things like this: "This site is suggestive. My child can figure out who he is without suggestions. This site is progressive and unorthodox. This site usurps parental authority, and it's teaching teens how to be sneaky." Though these views are personal opinions, it reveals that loveisrespect.org does not have widespread support among the parents of the Flower Bluff community, and recommending it could open up a whole other can of worms. The ethical ramifications of our council urging our district leaders to send students to this site are pretty glaring. Now, we're not technically going to vote on it and recommend it to them, but they will still have to decide at some point, I think. This site, which number one provides students who are minors with direct access to a sex readiness checklist in three clicks, and number two possibly leads teens into a three times greater risk for dating violence by promoting the LGBTQIA+ lifestyle. Sending students to this site seems completely counterproductive to our goal of dating violence instruction for our students. Can students find this information on their own? Of course they can. But if they do, it's not the school's responsibility for leading them straight to it. Remember, the school does have their own reporting systems put in place to aid students in need. Equally concerning here with this website is the possible legal liability in forwarding to our trustees this website, one which disregards the legal age of consent for sexual activity on this page and others that I looked at. Is there a legal liability we're placing upon our district if we recommend this site, which implies the idea that sexual activity is a no-rules pastime as long as it's consensual? Again, is it possible we might be risking personal liability for opening the door to criminal behavior among the minors and young adults in our schools? Might we even be opening up the district to possible lawsuits should allegations arise? How will this be good for our students and their well-being? I've only covered a few of the pages which are concerning on loveisrespect.org, and I thank you very much for your attention today. I respectfully thank the district administration, Mr. Crenshaw, for providing the opportunity for me to clarify my concerns of the website. I recommend our shack does not include this website on any digital or printed material shown to or distributed to our Flower Bluff Hornets. And I recommend, I know I can't speak for the board, but that would be my personal recommendation to the board as well. Remember, we're not going to vote on that dating violence presentation. I understand that. But when we do vote on items, I'd like to say something that's important to remember. I've watched other shacks in the Corpus Christi area be very specific in what material is included or excluded when they make a motion to vote. So when we do make votes, we can vote something and say, and leaving out this, or and leaving out that. That's important to remember. We don't have to vote all or nothing. And the good news is if we eliminate this, if our district eliminates the use of this website, at least the advertising to the students, that we do have avenues for students to self-report or to be able to make reports for fellow students who are in harm's way. Those reporting methods should be showcased in our schools, not a third-party website. It's true that not everyone here in the Bluff has things easy, but we do all care about each other. That's just the Flower Bluff way. So let's keep it up. Thank you.
I have a question. I was here for the last meeting. I'm not a voting person in the shack, but I remembered when the counselors came and gave that presentation and we watched it, and it was good. So that loveisrespect.org was at the tail end of their
on a resource page.
So
for students,
wasn't the shack going to vote on whether or not the counselors could use that? They had to present it, and then there had to be, you couldn't vote on it then, right? So wasn't that something that
we were going to vote today, right? But what we've found is that materials inside the teaks are not voted on in this forum here.
That's right.
So what I intend to do is just make sure that there is nothing outside of the teaks that would be presented on those presentations.
So are those counselors using those presentations that they
not so far, because we haven't gotten anything through this committee, and at first we thought we had to get it through the committee. Mm-hmm. So not until this discussion is over are they able to do anything with those presentations.
Right, because that could be considered outside of the TEKS if they include
the
correct
website. Correct. Correct.
That's important information to know. Mm-hmm.
Right. So we'll review that, and if it's outside of the TEKS, we'll make sure that it's not presented.
I feel like it is definitely something that should not be on the junior high one.
Right.
That's a no-brainer. 13 to 26, nowhere near the same amount of information. I think our debate here would be, should it be included in material as a resource for high school students?
I respect that.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm for it or not, but
right.
I'm saying definitely not the middle schoolers. It should not be on it.
Right.
Is that what we're doing here today? Are we discussing whether or not
No, we're just, I just am honoring Ms. Fuller's request to speak about it, because last time she had concerns, but they weren't specific concerns, so we wanted to give her an opportunity to express her specific concerns. Today, we're not recommending anything, because we don't have a quorum, and really, that's all the business that we have. I appreciate you, Ms. Fuller. Does anybody else have any comments, questions, before we ask for a motion? We can't really ask for a motion, because we don't have a quorum.
We're stuck here all day.
So I'll order a couple of pizzas, and let's see what happens. Now, so if no one has anything else to add, we'll just, meeting is adjourned.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.